Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
A spirit of praise with Make a Way. I want to pronounce her name right now, but I might just get myself into trouble. Okay, they said I must pronounce it Matima, not Matema. That's always been me, Matema. Yeah, that's Matima, starting off the afternoon for us. A very good afternoon to you and a happy Friday, start of yet another edition of Spectrum. It's Friday's edition of Spectrum, and my name is Lukom Kwedi Puti. Absolutely thrilled to be spending yet another 2 hours with you, and I hope you had a great week, man, Chomi. I hope you really had a good one, because I think for me it was a bit of a roughish, busy one, but what really matters is I've made it to the other side of the week, and the weekend begins. The great news is, for a change this weekend, I don't have any school activities with the little ones. It is literally just a couple of minutes ago, I was dropping my kids off, my sister's children off at my cousin's. And as I was dropping them off, I said to them, "You guys know what day it is tomorrow, right?" They both stare at me and they know it's chai. They know that tomorrow is spring cleaning day. So tomorrow is spring cleaning day for me. And then I just relax throughout the weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it. Anyway, I am not flying solo. I am not alone in studio this afternoon. And in case you haven't noticed, every single Friday lately, we make sure that we started off with some book reviews and great conversations with creatives. Now, in some part of my life, at some point in my life, I was quite a creative, believe it or not. I was a singer, even. Sure. And I used to write the music, by the way. But trust me, East London people would definitely attest to this. And so I have a creative with me in studio.
Amen.
I have a creative with me, but also not just a creative. Let me just say a creative who is entirely subdued to the will of God.
I really
want to believe that, because I was just reading a couple of things about her and I'm like, yes, you're an author, but it has to center around what your calling is. And man, let's welcome in studio Snovuyo Philisane. Am I pronouncing
your
surname right?
Pronouncing it perfectly.
Snovuyo Philisane. And I have this thing. So when I get an email from my program organizer, Sis Enika, sometimes I'll identify the names, obviously, with Xhosa.
Okay.
So I'm like, I said to her, "Snovuyo, that definitely Xhosa name." And that's what I'm like, yeah, definitely Xhosa name.
So
I'm just going to flex for a moment here. Unjani, sis.
I'm well, thank you. I'm good, thank you. I'm having a very lovely day. How are you?
Bendfuna Pendulinga's course. I was putting her on the spot there. No, I'm absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely, Snovuyo. Great to have you with me. By the way, like I said, Snovuyo is an author.
Yes.
And not just an author, but I believe there is a motivation even behind that actual book.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to unpack first. But firstly, let's talk about you. Who are you in a nutshell? Because I see you've got mommy things as well going on there. Are you a mom? Who are you exactly?
I want to just say thank you for having me here. Firstly, I'm Snovuyo. I'm a mom. I am a mom.
Oh.
I'm a woman called by God, and I'm very passionate about helping people, you know, to grow in, you know, their relationship with God. I'm very passionate about helping, you know, Snovuyo. In fact, Moms in Faith, now that you're touching on it, came from a place of when I had started my, you know, platform, I thought that I was just going to be, you know, ministering and speaking and encouraging young moms. But God turned it into something so big that even I can't even begin to explain.
Wow.
It was just, just an encouragement, you know, and as the platform began to grow, so many other people from different parts of the world, you know, started joining in, and God started to also change, you know, my niche to be able to accommodate, you know, everyone that was, that was, you know, joining in.
Oh, absolutely love it. And so you're a mom of girl, boy?
I'm a girl mom.
You a girl? I got two girls. I got 2-year-old twins. Yes. I'm a girl mom myself. Mm. This is going to really be relatable.
Yes.
And so let's talk about your journey then, Snovuyo, as a born-again believer. Where did it all start? And what led you to the place of starting this ministry?
Okay. So I remember, let's just start with the Moms in Faith first. Moms in Faith came from a place of, you know, deep prayer and fasting. I remember there was a time when it was around December.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole month, God was, you know, telling me that you're about to step into a new season and I need you to prepare yourself.
Sure.
I remember, you know how most in December, everyone is usually out and, you know, going out with families, traveling, it's holidays.
Just having fun.
I remember that December, I was indoors the whole month and I was praying. God was saying, you're about to start a platform online. And I was saying, but God, I'm afraid. Like, I'm not even worthy of all of this. Why do you want me to start? Who's going to listen to me?
Of course.
I remember when I started my journey, I had about 200 and something followers. And God was saying, you're about to prepare yourself. I'm going to help you. But prepare yourself because you're about to, you know, step into this, you know, calling. And I want you to prepare yourself. So it was around the month of the 27th of December when I started, you know, posting on TikTok. And that was the first social media platform that I started posting
in.
Yes. And I remember I was just, you know, the shy, you know, person. And I was like, hi, you know, how
what
are
am
you?
I here to do?
Like, what am I, you know, but I'm still being obedient because God is saying you're going to do this and I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
So I remember when I had just started posting my first video, I remember the one of the things that I was saying was, you're going to come as you are, but you're not going to stay the same way that you came, because here we are, you know, here to grow. If you follow me, just know that you are going to grow in your relationship with God. You are going to grow in your spiritual walk with God. So I want you to just follow me knowing that that is the case.
Wasn't it just brave for you to step out and fly the Jesus flag high? Because I understand. Look, I'm not on TikTok. Listen, on TikTok. My niece did do an account for me.
Yes.
And then when I needed space one day, I kicked it out. And most recently, her and her mom have been like, no. You're not serious about life. So now they're taking me back into the platform. But that's besides the point.
Yes.
The point is that I feel it's such a, I don't say it's an overcrowded space.
Yes.
But it's literally a space where everybody has access to you.
Mm-mm.
And once that happens, people always feel as though they have control over what you can say, how you can say it. It's almost as if there are no boundaries.
And there's
two things that can happen.
Yeah.
It's either you're going to get an ear, you're going to get people who are really going to follow, or you're going to get people slamming you.
Yeah.
How did that feel stepping into that space, knowing very well that actually not everybody's a believer, but you're just going there with conviction and knowing that the Lord has sent you?
You know, now that you're actually saying this, when I started, I did not think about it. Only started to happen when the platform started to grow. And now I'm like,
getting more characters.
There's now different kinds of people.
True.
And I was saying, Lord, give me wisdom to be able to handle, you know, the pressure that comes from, you know, being in a platform or being in a space where you are going to be coming, you know, across believers and non-believers.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was just a point of, I had a zeal, still have the zeal to just want to minister, you know, the word and want to teach people about the word. So at that time, I did not really, you know, think about the negative part of the social media. I was just like, God told me to do this. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but you know what? I'm going to start anyways, because if God is saying I'm going to step into a new season, then I'm definitely going to listen. And I know that the minute I begin to do that, he's going to empower me.
Sure.
He's going to help me, you know, even with the introverted personality that I have. I always share to people on my, you know, on my social media that, you know, guys, I was very much of an introvert. Or don't think that, don't think that I just came here and just, you know, because it started like that. But I just had a very very big and a deep trust in God, that God would never just call me this far yeah. only to leave me, you know, in the midst. And if the negative, you know, comments come, it means I'm doing something right.
Of course.
Even Christ reminds us this in the word, that persecution may come, yep. but just know that if the teacher was able to face persecution, who's Christ, mm-hmm. then even the students will face persecution.
Yeah.
You need to prepare yourself for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more focused on just, I want to grow. I want people to grow, you know, and I want people to encounter Christ the same way that I did.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. I must say, I love your attitude of getting into your ministry, because sometimes resistance comes in those what ifs.
Yes.
You know,
and
obedience oftentimes requires us to just jump in.
That's true.
I don't know. So I don't understand, Lord, but I'm going to jump in. Simply because it is at your word.
Exactly.
Don't know what it holds on the other side, but it's fine.
But if it's your will, then I know that you will never bring me this far or to leave me this far.
So I love the attitude with which you jumped in. Now, tell us about this platform, Snowvuyo. The Lord then drops this in your spirit. Which year was this? Is this last year, December?
No, this was in the year 2024.
Okay.
Yes.
So then the Lord drops this in your spirit and you start on TikTok, and how does it go? What did you anticipate would happen? What is the actual current picture? And how do you go about doing this? And I'm asking this because we see my twin brother will often do gym sessions with some gym bunnies and whatnot. And I'm like, hey, TikTok is busy. Tell us, how does the platform go? What happens on the platform?
So TikTok, it depends on what you are listening to and what you're watching. The algorithm is different.
Okay.
So for instance, with me, because I am, you know, am ministering to people and my content is, you know, Christian content.
Of course.
I don't usually come across content that is outside that niche.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So I think it's also about, I think it also, you know, has to do with even the content that you watch.
Oh, they link you to like-minded content.
Okay. Yes. Even the people that show up on my FYP are people, even on Instagram, you know, the people that show up on my FYP are people that are aligned with, you know, my niche.
Okay. That makes sense. And then how does the platform run, in the sense that when do you have these prayer sessions? Is this programmed to say, I'll drop a video once off, and how do you run your platform, basically?
All right. So, like I said, there was a season where God was, you know, telling me, you know, that we're going to be, he was leading me into, leading people into fast, right? That is where, you know, my content is, you know, situated around fasting and prayer. That's the core message and spiritual growth, right? So we would have, like, we have seasons where we gather as believers all over the world, and people just, you know, we come together and we pray and we fast, you know, in the presence of the Lord, having the heart right posture, having the right mind, you know, aligning yourself with the will of God. So the platform is mostly on, I teach on prayer, I teach on fasting, but I don't just teach on just prayer itself or fasting itself or just spiritual growth, but it's more of like fasting with the right, you know, mentality, fasting with the right heart posture, you know, fasting with the right heart condition, even praying. It's not just something that you run to just because you are in an emergency or you want to fast. Because one of the things that I've encountered since, you know, starting the seasons of prayer and fasting, before I think I'm diverting, but it was just, as believers, we gather every month. This was, you know, last year, but every season, you know, where we just pray and we fast and we just dedicate time into seeking the Lord. But before we even do that, just the importance of fasting itself is usually taught, you know, beforehand, so that people don't just fast, you know, with the, or pray, you know, or join, you know, prayer gatherings or fasting gatherings with the wrong, you know, heart posture.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. And now I'm really curious also to understand that, you know, the Lord spoke to you.
Yes.
To go about this.
Yes.
But what is it exactly that drew you to this heart and desire for prayer and fasting?
Yes,
is there a particular event that happened in your life that made you realize this is me?
Oh my, I love this question. I love this question. So there was a season in my life when I was so down and I was so far from God.
Mm.
And I remember that time in my life, the one thing at that time in my life, I was praying for money. You know, that was the one prayer point I would go to God for. And I was saying, God, bless me with money. Mm. At that time, I was far from God. I had no relationship with God.
Sure.
But the only time I would pray and fast is when I wanted God to bless me financially. Yo. Right. And God had to humble me.
You understood the principle, but you weren't Him.
At that time, I did not even understand the principle. I was fasting with the wrong posture, fasting with the wrong motives. And God had to teach me, that this is not what fasting is about. Mm. This is not what prayer is about. See, these things, the Bible, in fact, my when I think about this, I came across the scripture of Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you're trusting me for will be added unto
add-ons,
you,
my friend.
Yes. Mm. So while I was, at that time I was, praying with the wrong motives and whatnot, and I remember God had to, humble me and teach me that this is not what fasting is about.
Yeah.
If you're going to come to me only when you want me to bless you financially, forget about it, because I need to have a relationship with you first.
Yep.
I need you to seek me and be content with you just, being in my presence without all these other things that you're praying for. Mm. The minute you begin to delight yourself in me, then I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And I remember as time progressed and I came across the scripture, like I said, God, I became so tired of praying for, the finances and praying for this, and I just started to be content, in my relationship with God.
Sure.
I started to just be content and I started seeking him for him. And it was in those moments where God had to, teach me that I should fully depend on him.
Mm.
The minute I began to do that, that was when everything else was added.
Yeah.
The minute I was content, in the presence of God, that was when everything else was added. The minute I even stopped praying about these other things and I just started to focus on my relationship with God, everything else, came after that.
Sure. Yes. I don't know if you know Pastor Lux or Pastor Olukendani.
I'm not really sure.
He's a gentleman I don't like saying I grew up with.
Yes.
Because I think he was slightly behind me, but pretty much grew up together in East London. He has a message, and as you're speaking, I'm reminded of that, where he speaks about disappointment even when you've prayed.
Ooh.
And in that video, he talks about how, what do we do when we have prayed so much, yet the things we've prayed about don't come to pass. Do we start doubting God?
Mm.
Do we start doubting the promises that he's made in our lives? And he says, these things don't happen. We need to remember, they don't happen because he's less of God.
Yes.
They don't happen because he's failed. They happen because this is life.
Exactly.
We are living in life. And he says, the moment we change our mentality towards what prayer is, and I'm loving it. I'm sharing this with you because you're talking about how it has become a tighter relationship. It has sorted your relationship. And he says, prayer should be a point of us relating to our God.
Yes.
It should be a point where we commune with our God and we know that it fixes our heart towards our God.
And
therefore everything else is an add-on. It will, it may, whenever it does. And it is still God who will make it happen in your life. But you not attaining those things should never make you doubt God.
Exactly, exactly. And what you're saying is also even very important in terms of even aligning yourself with God.
Mm.
You know, prayer should just be about aligning yourself,
of course,
with the will of God.
Yep, yep.
Yes, yes,
sure.
Yes.
Now, I want to understand, firstly, we're still on the platform.
Mm.
You did not say, how often do you go online and how can one become part of the family? Do they just need to follow your Instagram?
You can follow me on social media.
Okay.
Usually I go live on every Mondays. We have 1 hour
of
prayer and intercession. We have weekly where you cover your week, so if you'd like to join in, where we just cover our weeks and we just give it to God. And then we also have Bible studies every Wednesday, where we just read the Bible and teach on the word. And then every Fridays, we just have questions and engagements based on the Bible study that we had on Wednesdays.
And then you have a whole church going online, man. Yeah.
Yes. And then we also have like our seasonal fast. They used to be monthly fasts.
Okay.
But God had to also, you know, tell me that this year is a year of ascension, yeah, in terms of people should, that is even where the, you know, the book came from, you know, where he's like, people should ascend, you know, and not only depend on the fast in order for them to fast, because the Bible says when you fast, you know, not if you fast.
When?
So fasting is supposed to be something that's a lifestyle in a life of a believer. It's something that's supposed to be done continuously. Mm. So that is what we do now. We just have seasonal fasts, and we just, we just have our Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays and our seasonal fasts as well.
All right. Let's talk about unlocking breakthrough through prayer and fasting. Now, this is your book. Is this your first baby book?
This is this is my first published book.
Oh.
I do have e-books that I've sold, but this one is my first, you know, published hard copy, you know, book, and it was released in the month of February, the beginning of February
this year.
Yes,
fairly new, my friend.
Yes.
Tell us about this book. I understand, like you say, it speaks on prayer, but why did you see the need to actually pen all of these down? Were they getting too much for you? Do you feel like I'm really just saying too much? It needs to be on paper.
So this book came when, like I said, we were having our monthly fast, right? Mm-hmm. And God said, Sino, the next year needs to be a year of ascension, right? In terms of people now need to be need to learn to fast on their own, you know, they need to be able to. So one thing that I learned was that I saw a need, in on my page, on my platform, where people were wanting to fast, but they just did not know how. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to grow in their relationship with God, but they just did not know how, you know. It's always every time I find myself praying, but I just don't have the words, or I want to grow my relationship with God, but I just don't know how, you know. And that book came from that place, you know. And one of the things that I always encountered, like when I would, you know, host the fast, was a lot of times I saw people would only want to join in on the fast when they want a breakthrough, you know.
Of course.
So I had to teach on these things in my book, that this is not what, you know, a relationship with God is about. You know, I had to teach on these things so that even when they it's about growing in your relationship with God, you know. The book is about also fasting with the right heart posture, you know, because a lot of times people are trusting God for miracles. They're trusting God for deliverance, but there is an order in the kingdom of God. And these things don't happen in a blink of an eye. Breakthrough is not something that is random. I had to learn this myself, you know. Favor is not something that is random, you know, but there is a kingdom order that you need to follow, you know, where you need to, one of the things that you need to follow in this kingdom order is daily choosing God, daily crucifying yourself, you know, picking up your cross, daily, you know, dying to the flesh and picking up your cross and following Christ, you know, a daily decision to say, Lord, I want to do this life with you. Lord, I want to seek you. Lord, I want to, the Bible says Jesus is the way, you know, I want to seek the way, you know, before I can experience, you know, all this prosperity, even deliverance. It's not just something that is just, you know, you just go through deliverance once in a while, and then you think, and then tomorrow you go back to the life that you used to live. But it comes with a decision of you need to be willing to leave the old life,
lay down
behind
everything.
You need to, there's a price that you need to pay, leaving that life behind, saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you, you know. I'm going to follow you, you know, and I'm going to walk this path with you, knowing that even as I do that, you know, everything else will be added.
Sure. You're really passionate about this. I'm really not just sensing it, but hearing it. And I think I was just saying to you, in a time and in an era where following Jesus, following Jesus has become just a tag.
You
know,
yes.
We don't really know the practicality of it. I think a couple of weeks ago, was Doctor. I think it was no Pastor Abagcina Chiliza. Was talking about how we all know what it is to be a believer, or something along those lines. But how many of us know what it is to follow Jesus? We call ourselves Christians, but how many of us really do follow Jesus? Are we really his disciples? And I'm loving that because we. Sifun, I used to argue and say, Sifun is those gatik. We want the things of God, but we don't want him. We want all these things. And I loved when you quoted that scripture and says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
So
give us a picture of this book. Is this like a self-help type of book, or is this you're just giving tips, or is this like a story of your walk?
This book is a self-help kind of book where if anyone wants to get into a fast on their own, or you want to pray, it comes in two parts.
All right.
The first part teaches you on the biblical principles and the order of the kingdom of God, right? And the second part is not only for it comes with prayers that will help you and equip you. So it's not just a book that you're going to read and, you know, just forget about, but it's a book that you can always come to in every season, you know, whether you're waking up, you know, at midnight to pray, whether you're fasting, whether you're praying in your daily walk. It's something that you can always come, you know, back to and use it, you know, even in any season of your life. Yes. So it's just to help you and to guide you even as you pray and fast. It answers the question of, Lord, why is it that some people are fasting and they get answers now, but why don't I? Why is it that I've been feeling stuck and delayed, but I've been praying, Lord, I've been doing everything right, you know, but it seems as though things are not working for me. What am I missing? You know, this book is the self-help that will guide you on the kingdom order that works, the kingdom principles that that govern answered prayers, that govern favor, that govern breakthroughs. So yes,
I get it that this is for a Christian person, but what type of Christian do you want to get their hands on this book?
I want the Christian that is usually, you know, on my platform, even with this book, I want someone who wants to know how they can start their relationship with God. The one that wants to know, how can I get you know, deliverance, you know, the one that wants to know, Lord, how can I want to have a relationship with you. You know, it's that kind. It's for that kind of a believer, or even someone that is not a believer, you know, because it helps you and it guides you even in accepting Christ before you even, you know, start praying prayers over your destiny and over your life.
I love it. It's almost as if, and as I hear you speak, it's almost as if you're saying, it's fine, you've been born again.
Yes.
But you haven't gotten to this place. Go ahead and read this book. You know, start that journey. Because here's a reality. We walk with the Lord for years, professing him, but not truly being in light of a good relationship with him. It happens. For years, and you're like, you know what, Lord, I'm born again. I acknowledge that, you know, I love you. I'm a born again believer. But you do not really commune with him. It's a sad reality.
It's a sad reality.
And I speak from a place of experience as well. I speak, you know, I say to people, as much as I can't say in, how old am I now? It's turned 35 last week. And so I've been born again for about 23 years now. Now, in that 23 years, can I truly and honestly say I've been diligent in prayer and fasting? No, you know, it's things that I pick up as I go along the way. And in as much as I can argue and say, no, I've never backslidden. But the reality is, and the question that, and I'm posing a challenge to you as well, is counting 23 years in salvation. Can you truly say in that 23 years, I have been communing with him? I haven't been telling him my issues, but I've been conversing. I've been relating with him on a personal level. And that's a place of prayer and fasting, really. So I guess this is a book for you as well, my friend, today. This is a book for you. Where do we get the book exactly? How do we get it?
You can go on your site and just go to my website and just write momsinfaith.store. Mm-hmm. You'll get it there. It's hard copies are available, you know, in South Africa. Ebooks are available worldwide. Mm-hmm. If you're just saying, you know what, I need to get my hands on this book, but also, it's not even just about the book. It's about, you know, just, I need to encounter God, because that is the goal, you know. So you can get it, like, you know, in the momsinfaith.store website. Yes.
Oh, I almost forgot to ask you this question, and I have to. Of all titles and I think titles you could have given your platform, you called it Moms in Faith.
Yes.
What does it really mean for you to be a mom? Because it seems as if there's a precious there's a certain level of pride and reverence that you have towards being a mom.
Yeah. So, Moms in Faith, for me, being a mom is, in fact, the platform when I started it, it was just to help moms, you know, moms that are saying, Lord, I need help. You know, I need you I need to grow my relationship with you while I'm still with my child. You know, I need to, as someone that had a child, you know, at a very young age out of wedlock, it was a thing of, like, when I started my page, it was a thing of, God, I need to also, you know, tell people that you're not too far gone.
Yeah.
Because at times we make mistakes when we are young, you know, and it's a thing of, I wanted people to know that you can still have a relationship with God, even despite, you know, the mistake, or because it's never a mistake, you know. Being a mom is a blessing, but I'm just saying, but
the mistakes you've made along the way.
Along the way, yes. So it was just a thing of, I wanted to encourage moms, but like I said, God just changed enhanced the platform so much that even the message began to change. At that time, I did not even realize Moms in Faith was going to be a place of just, it was going to get to this far.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, for me, it was just a thing of, I just wanted to, you know, help young moms and encourage them, you know. I remember even in my first videos, that is what I was posting about. And God, you know, God being God, he changed everything. Yes.
How old is your little Nunes?
She's three.
Yes. Really? Run about the same age as mine. Mine are turning three in June.
Yes.
Because I wanted to see if she really grasped the fact that mommy had to go and create an identity around the fact that she's so precious.
Yeah.
Because I think when we want people to know that we're moms, it's a sense of also wanting them to know how important the role we play in our children's lives and how precious they are actually to us as well. Because then you create an identity. You're a mom and you truly are.
Yes.
So that's really, really great.
Thank you.
Just one more time before I let you go, Snovuyo. Take us through how we can be part of the platform, the platforms that you are on that we can follow as well.
Yes.
And lastly, remind us of where we can get the book.
So you can find me on, if you go to your TikTok, you go to your Instagram or your YouTube or your Threads, and just type in Moms in Faith, you'll find me there. Or you can just go to my website, momsinfaith.store. You'll see all the links to my platform. You'll see everything. And then, you know, if you want to join in on the Bible studies every Wednesday to grow in your relationship with God, and, you know, Monday's prayers and intercession, then you can just go and, you know, log in on TikTok and follow me there as well. You'll find me there every Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays.
You guys are using the platforms very well, I must say.
Yes.
You'd run applause on that one.
Thank you.
I think that's about it. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right.
Thank you. I just want to encourage someone as well, just that you're not too far gone. You know, to anyone, you're not too far gone. God can use you right where you are.
Yeah.
If he could use someone like me, you know, he can use anyone.
Yeah.
You know, he just needs a willing vessel.
Mm.
Yes, he needs someone that is willing. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to feel like, you know, in order for you to have a relationship with God, life has to be perfect.
Of course.
God will meet you right where you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. Absolutely love it. Snovia, thank you so much, my sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Send my love to your little one.
Thank you so much.
From a mommy of two-year-olds. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yes.
Please send my love to her.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a great light into the nation as well.
Thank Thank you so much for having me. I'm truly blessed.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join Dwayne Van Rensburg in the program Filling the Gap every Monday night at 7, where we aim to bridge the gap between young and old by promoting dialogue. Let's talk about the issues that matter in Filling the Gap on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.